do you ever fantasize when we're making love?
Well, occasionally I pretend that I'm better looking. What about you?
Sometimes I imagine we're in the middle of a big department store.
Having sex?
No, shopping. Why would I fantasize about having sex while I'm having sex? Do you think about ham and cheese when you're eating a sandwich?
Can't argue with that.
Alan and Candy are lying in bed together.
What you thinking?
Well, nothing really. I got a call from Jake's school today.
Huh. You know who called me? Jessica Marie.
Oh, who's that?
A friend of mine.
Yeah, well, anyway, Jake's mom and I have to go to a parent-teacher conference tomorrow, and I don't really know what it's about.
Huh. Hey, do you ever pretend your toes are little people?
What?
No.
Sometimes I make believe they're different families playing Family Feud.
She speaks to her toes.
All right, let's meet our champions. He goes to market, she stays home. Please welcome the Piggy Family.
Hi, everybody.
You're going down, Piggy Family. You're going down.
She stares at her bare feet and shakes them vigorously. Alan enters the living room in his dressing gown.
Hey. Hey.
Alan joins Charlie on the couch. Charlie stares at the TV. Alan stares at Charlie. Slowly, Charlie turns his head and looks at Alan, who suddenly grins back at him.
How's it going?
Forget it, Alan. I only do the apres sex chat with people I've just had sex with.
Oh, she's playing Family Feud with her toes.
I don't care if she's playing banjo with her nipples.
I need to communicate after lovemaking. I need to share.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you started boinking a girl with the IQ of Tickle Me Elmo.
Charlie swigs a bottle of beer.
Fine.
Alan stands as Berta enters.
Hey, Berta. How's it going?
Back off, Zippy. You want pillow talk, you gotta spoon me first.
Alan stares back, tight-lipped and wide-eyed. Berta puckers up and cracks a sickly grin. Alan turns and makes a quick exit. Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Alan and Judith sit in a classroom in front of a female teacher.
I suppose I could talk about his grades again, but I think we all agree that ship has pretty much sailed.
So, why did you want to see us?
Well, I'm concerned that even outside of the classroom, Jake has no interest in anything that goes on around here.
Now, hang on. He speaks very highly of your hot lunch program.
Well, I was talking more about hobbies or extracurricular activities.
Well, I don't know about his father, but I've tried to share some of my interests with him.
Unfortunately, he's a little young to drink in the dark and bitch about men.
Judith stares at Alan unblinkingly.
You know, I was kind of lacking in focus when I was his age, too. Until I got bit by the old theater bug.
Too bad you didn't get bit by the old rabid squirrel.
Alan glares at Judith.
You know, I'm organizing a drama club. Would that be something that Jake would have any interest in, or do you think he gets enough drama at home?
All the world's a stage.
And we are merely players.
Alan spots Judith glowering at him.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Charlie and Jake stand flicking coins against the hallway wall.
Did you say what I'm in trouble for?
Nope.
Boy, it's not knowing that drives you crazy.
Yeah, like a pregnancy test.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Charlie shakes his head and flicks another coin against the wall. Jake winces.
Yes! In your face, Opie!
This game stinks!
No, you stink at it.
That was my lunch money.
Oh, your lunch money? When did you tell me? Boo, freaking who? Pack a sandwich!
Okay, Jake, well, we talked to Miss Sheffield.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I'm...
Charlie shrugs.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, we thought it would be a good idea if you got involved in some extracurricular activities.
Oh, okay.
Great, great. We'll talk about it at home.
Alan and Judith leave. Charlie and Jake follow.
Do you even know what an extracurricular activity is?
Who cares? I'm off the hook.
Back at the house, Jake watches Alan perform.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. What do you think?
What was this all about?
It's choreography.
It's gay.
Okay, you know, forget about the movements. Just try singing the song.
No.
Why not?
Because it's gay.
Don't encourage him.
Don't make him sing Gilbert and Sullivan.
Well, he needs something to audition for the school musical. You teach him a song.
Why don't you let him choose?
Oh, Jake, why don't you tell your uncle what you wanted to sing?
It's called Whoop That Stanky Ho.
Alan looks at Charlie and gives a see what I mean gesture.
All right. There's got to be some middle ground here. You like classic rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, pick a band.
How about Queen?
Oh, good. I was afraid he was going to pick something gay.
Night. Jake stands at the piano while Charlie plays. Charlie sighs.
Doesn't sound right.
You heard it too, huh?
You sure you're playing all the right notes?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, it doesn't sound anything like Queen's version.
No, it doesn't.
Well, why don't you work on it? We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't I do that?
Jake leaves.
Kid's a double threat. Tone deaf and arrogant.
Alan turns up.
Hey.
Where have you been? Candy called looking for you.
Oh, I had to work late.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my regular patients had a crisis. His name is Roger. He had a couple of vertebrae pinching a nerve.
Too bad.
Yeah, nice guy. You'd like him. He restores old cars. Well, it's actually more of a hobby than a job. He works at Staples. His name is Roger.
Alan?
Yeah?
Why are you lying to me?
I don't know. I really suck at it.
You do indeed.
Don't you care where I was?
Why would I start now?
Oh, come on, I really need to get this off my chest.
All right, go ahead.
I was with another woman.
Okay, see, that's a good lie.
No, I really was with another woman.
Seriously? You're already doing a hot 22-year-old and you're cheating on her?
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
What?
Who's the dog? My brother's the dog. Ow! Ow! Come on, dog. Howl with me. Ow! 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 Ow!
No, stop howling and let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. You're sleeping with two women at the same time. You're a big old dog. Ow!
No, I haven't been sleeping with the other woman.
Ow!
I've been seeing Jake's teacher.
Ow!
All we do is talk.
Oh.
I don't know how to explain it. We have so much in common. I mean, she's divorced. She has a kid Jake's age. She reads. She likes the theater.
Yeah. But you're not sleeping with her?
Why would I sleep with her when I've got candy?
I don't know, because you can.
It's not that kind of a relationship. It's intellectual.
So, take her to a museum, enjoy the exhibits, and do her in the restroom.
You're missing the point.
No, you're missing the point. If you're not getting laid, it's not cheating.
Then why do I feel so guilty?
Well, that's easy, because you're an idiot.
I guess I just always thought that one woman was supposed to fulfill all my needs.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale, started to protect the interest of, you guessed it, old wives.
So you're saying the whole concept of monogamy is a fraud? The institution of marriage is a sham?
No. I'm just saying, bang the teacher.
Alan furrows his brow.
Why does he make everything so complicated?
Night. Alan and the teacher play Scrabble on the beachside patio over a glass of wine.
Go. Blunderbuss.
Oh, very elegant use of my under.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I have more vowels than a Honolulu phone book.
You're so clever, Alan.
Thank you. You am smart, too.
Hey, Alan. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure. Excuse me.
Hurry back.
Alan smiles at her and steps inside.
You tell me.
Nothing. We're just playing Scrabble. And you know what? I've decided you're right. There's absolutely nothing to feel guilty about.
Good to know, because Candy's here.
Oh, okay. It's not a problem. Here's what we do.
We?
Come on, work with me! You go cover for me with Candy, and I'll get Francine the hell out of here.
But I thought there was nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah, you know that, and I know that. Now go lie to Candy about it.
Fine, I'll tell her you went to Staples to see Roger.
Who?
Charlie rolls his eyes. Alan steps outside.
Hey, why don't we go take a walk on the beach?
What about the game?
Screw the game. I can see you win. Well played.
All right. It is a beautiful night.
Yeah. Let's go enjoy it on the beach. Come on. Chop, chop.
Charlie gets the door. Head cocked to one side, Candy stares into space, twiddling her hair.
Candy?
What?
Alan must have slipped out.
You're lying to me, Charlie.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
Wait. Don't you want to know where he is?
Where who is?
Alan.
Sure, why not?
All right. The truth is, Alan is out trying to find the perfect gift for you.
Really?
Yes. He wants to surprise you with something extremely expensive.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, let's see. It's something that's a girl's best friend and looks good wrapped around their neck.
I'm getting a monkey?
No. Oh, sweet Lord. A diamond necklace.
Oh, that's nice too.
Just remember, you didn't hear it from me.
And who'd I hear it from?
Charlie shakes his head.
Nobody. When he gives it to you, act surprised.
Don't worry, I'll be really surprised.
Good. So will he.
Jake and Alan stand at the piano as Charlie plays.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me.
Alan grasps the air dramatically, then claps.
That's terrific.
Do you want to hear it again?
No. We don't want you to strain your voice.
Do you think I'm going to do okay at the audition?
Well, you never know how these things are going to go.
Yeah. Just hope I have a decent piano player.
Jake leaves. Charlie scowls, then sighs.
I thought you were working with him. What's the problem?
Okay, there's a technical term we musicians use. Jake stinks.
Is there anything we can do?
We can hope Stinks suddenly becomes popular. But I wouldn't count on it. Oh, by the way, you need to buy Candy a diamond necklace.
What?
You told me to cover for you. I said you were out buying her jewelry.
That's all you could think of?
Well, I could think of a lot of things, but only one made me laugh.
I can't afford to buy her jewelry.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
Candy admires a diamond necklace in the mirror. Alan looks down in the mouth.
Must have been so expensive.
Yeah.
You do realize this entitles you to extra special bonus sex.
What is extra special bonus sex?
It's whatever you want it to be.
That sounds like fun. Go away!
Okay, I'll just play Scrabble until you're ready.
Give me a sec.
Candy looks back at the mirror. Alan strides over to the door and opens it to Charlie.
Please don't tell me Francine is here.
Okay.
Wait. Francine is here.
Yeah, you want me to cover for you?
Yes.
I'm on it.
Wait! Charlie, I'm begging you. No more jewelry.
Don't worry. It's not funny twice.
Charlie joins bookish, bespectacled Francine in the living room.
Sorry, he must have gone out.
Oh, okay. Tell him I stopped by.
Francine, wait. I can't do this.
Do what?
I'm not a good liar. I know where he is. I'm just not supposed to tell you. The thing is, Alan does a lot of charity work.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right now, for instance, he's down at the nursing home giving sponge baths to old people. They don't go out a lot, so they tend to get dusty.
I had no idea.
In fact, just the other night, he was down on Skid Row teaching salsa dancing to crack addicts.
Oh, my goodness.
They have the energy. They just lack the focus.
She nods to herself.
But I think what he's proudest of is his work with the kids. He takes runaways who've been forced to live on the streets and teaches them how to live in the woods. I don't really see the point, but those little urchins seem to thrive in the wild.
It's like he's a saint. You must be so proud to have him as your brother.
Well, truth be told, he does bring me a lot of joy.
Thank you for telling me this, Charlie.
You're welcome. Just promise me you won't embarrass him by bringing it up.
Oh, not a word. I just hope I can be worthy of him.
Francine leaves. Charlie watches her go.
And the plot moistens.
Charlie and Alan are in the kitchen. Alan talks on the phone.
Oh, that's terrific, buddy. I am so proud of you. Yeah, sure, I'll tell him. All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Guess what? Jake just got the lead in the school musical.
The lead? What happened? Did every other kid in school get mono?
No, I think it was Francine. I think she cast Jake because of our relationship.
You mean it's gotten physical? You're sleeping his way to the top?
No, nothing happened between us, but I think she's fallen for me.
Really? What makes you think that?
Well, I had lunch with her today, and she was looking at me with, I don't know, worship in her eyes. Like I was some kind of...
saint?
Yes, yes. How did you know?
That's how I think of you.
Very funny. Well, look, I've been doing my best not to lead her on, but I guess I just underestimated my allure.
Say that again.
What?
That last part.
You mean I underestimated my allure?
Charlie grins.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, am I missing something?
No, not a thing.
Well, good.
You see, Alan, that's how you lie.
Charlie leaves the room. Alan arches an eyebrow. An old couple take their seats at Jake's school musical. Charlie, Alan, and Candy stand at the front.
Pretty exciting, huh? Opening night.
Well, having seen the previews, I'm betting closing night, too.
Boy, this brings back memories. Mm. Sixth grade was the happiest 2 years of my life.
Alan grimaces. Judith beckons him with a finger.
Oh, it's the finger. Excuse me.
Hands in his pockets, Alan wanders across the room.
So, Candy, what's your favorite musical?
The trombone.
Alan saunters over to Judith, who glares at him.
I can't believe you brought her here.
I had to. Jake invited her.
Is that a diamond necklace? You never give me a diamond necklace.
Yeah, well, you never gave me extra special bonus sex.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Who's this?
This? Oh, this is Candy.
Hi, I'm with Alan.
Oh, are you one of those young people he takes care of?
Yep. Good old St. Alan. Just can't do enough for the kids.
Look at this diamond necklace he gave me.
He gave you a diamond necklace?
Don't get the wrong idea. It wasn't to get me to have sex.
Oh.
I was already doing everything you wanted.
Francine looks at Charlie.
I am as shocked as you are.
Jake holds a striped jousting pole and wears a fake beard.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow.
Candy mouths the word wow to Alan.
No matter how hopeless, better for me.
Alan smiles and waves at Francine, who plays the piano. She screws up her face.
What was that about?
Funny story.
I'll tell you later.
ITFC audio description.